your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are tuned in to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I'm hosting for Mr. Nuri today, maybe for just right now, maybe he's not. I just know that he has some important business to take care of this morning, and I have the pleasure of hosting his guests this morning. So joining us on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri are representatives from Blairwood Academy. Now, you may not know, April is Autism Awareness Month. And so we have some representatives here who are going to talk to us a bit about Autism Awareness Month, some of the activities that are being hosted and by Blairwood Academy, and some wonderful events that are taking place throughout the month. So joining us today, Director of Blairwood Academy, Kim Koskoulas.
Koskoulas.
Yes. And another Kim Gibson. Koskoulas is the director of the school, and Gibson is the PTA president. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So let's get the show started. Blairwood Academy, tell us briefly about it.
Okay. I'll start off. Mm-hmm. Blairwood was created about 33, 34 years ago for kids that were struggling with dyslexia, ADHD, coming from St. Andrew's School. They were sending the kids over to Florida and finally said, this is ridiculous, it's getting costly. So they brought the programs back. Mm-hmm. And out of that, Blairwood was created. And that's how we started 33 years ago. But I moved back to the Bahamas in 2006. And I think in 2007, I took it over. And we kind of changed the dynamics a bit because some of the procedures that were used for dyslexia and ADHD, a lot of the schools now have those programs. Some of the bigger schools. So we decided to change it a little bit.
Okay.
And that's when we created our early intervention program. So catching them when they're young is the key in order to help kids that have autism or are on the spectrum or any other kind of challenges. Mm-hmm. And then we also created our vocational and entrepreneurial program and tertiary in the last couple of years. So we have an integrated learning unit along with our quote-unquote regular mainstream classrooms.
Entrepreneurial.
Ooh, yes.
And vocational.
Yes.
Now, early detection and diagnosis,
yes,
is important for the technical aspects of education,
yeah,
understanding what they need, understanding how to place them in those spaces. But I think it also has a great psychological aspect as,
yeah,
well.
For the whole family in general, getting,
right,
the parents on board, having them understand, because no two children with autism are alike.
Mm-hmm. Same, yeah.
So many different traits. And today, I think it's 1 in 36 kids are diagnosed with autism. Or some form of autism.
Somewhere, yeah, on what we call,
yes,
a spectrum.
On the spectrum. And I have to say, one of the things that I have seen a lot are some kids are coming with just some traits, right? I guess when you get fully diagnosed with autism, you're supposed to have a certain amount of traits out of the 10 traits there are. But we're seeing kids that, you know, just have a little bit of the neurodivergence. So they still need specialty classrooms and things like that, right?
Yeah.
And those are the kids that, sometimes with the early intervention, they're fine. They can be in mainstream schools. They can do great. And so that's why we have such a diverse group of kids now, from very, very mild to more moderate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we also, the ones that are more moderate, we've created the vocational program for specifically so that they have the community. Right now, our kids are at Titan Group, mm-hmm, at like Latitudes. They are at, they've been at Super Value. They've been at Solomon's. They've been Pharma Choice, or, you know, a bunch of different places in the community. To the people that have been wonderful, and I have not mentioned your names, but the community has been so open, to them to come. And we also do it for all our quote unquote non-kids on the spectrum, right? Because we believe that every child reached their fullest potential should have some kind of vocational training in case they don't go to college.
Right. And this space, although we look at it specific to people with intellectual disabilities or learning disabilities,
right.
This is actually the most valuable space because what is learned and what is developed in this space can be a benefit to other students as well. The first thing, I think, there's a problem when parents tell the children they're stupid. It's a problem when the community tells children that we have no space
right.
for you.
Yeah.
But when a child believes it,
it's a big problem.
Right, and that's the hardest thing to unlearn.
Yeah.
Parents, the community, they will change quickly as they see you being a benefit and being a part of the community. But when we allow that to be instilled in a child's heart, you know, that's the problem.
There's a lot of kids that have come, I've seen over the time that I've been back here, almost 20 years. You know, they come in almost hunched over because they've been told they're stupid. And, oh, he's just lazy. He doesn't learn. And then, you know, they come in because they're like, maybe there's something going on. And we give them, we just do basic assessments. But we tell, look, they're having some auditory issues. They're having this, they're having that. And you can see them once they realize, oh, there are other people like me. And, I can read or I can learn because we do it differently. We obviously do a multi-sensory approach and we kind of come through the back door and all those things. But they, you can just see them go from hunching over to like standing up and like breathing, you know, and it's so positive. And as long as the parents are on board, you cannot just drop your child off and think that we're a miracle cure.
That is the honest to God truth. A lot of persons don't realize, and coming in from as a parent into Blairwood, I'm still young, but it took me a while to understand that, hey, the teachers only can do so much. The school and administration only can do so much. My child has had a 60% increase in his learning when I change our routine at home.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure that every day we come home, we have our playtime, we come in, we do homework. Every day is a homework day when your child has a learning disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Every day there's some sort of homework, there's some sort of vocational training, something you can do to help. And it's not just the school. We need everyone to understand that this is a team effort. The parents have to be on board. When the child goes with the grandparents have to be on board. If the brothers and the sisters or the godparents are watching, they have to be on board. It's a community effort.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to understand that when children have special needs, you just can't say, oh, this cannot be done. I have seen within my own child, in a matter of 18 months, my child came in not writing, not reading, and we're reading and we're writing, and people are like, well, what did you do? I put in that time and I put in that effort and I made lifestyle changes. And once that takes place, then you'll see progress. You can't just say, oh, we're going to put our child in a special school and we're going to get progress. You have to put in a work and you have to trust the process. It's slow, but slowly and consistently is what gets you good end results.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be, we think of it as slow because we want everything to speed up so it's not an inconvenience to us, right?
Exactly,
but it's life. The child took 7 years, 6 years, 12 years to get to this. The things that reinforce the dysfunction will take time.
Yeah.
But once you get going, it becomes so easy.
Behavior is learned and can be unlearned, right?
Yeah.
And poor behavior, if you put in the work, like she says, and consistency, structure, follow through, it can be unlearned and you can start the process of moving forward in a positive way.
Absolutely. Okay, so it is Autism Awareness Month.
Yes.
April 2nd is Autism Awareness Day.
Yep.
You guys were in Rawson Square?
Yes. Reach puts on something in Rawson Square and we attend.
Awesome.
Blairwood attends. And it's awesome. It's for the kids that are involved in Reach and in the public schools. And we always try to support. We try to work with Reach closely. And yeah, they had an amazing event.
Good stuff. Okay, so what's up next on the calendar for Autism Awareness Month for Blairwood Academy?
I'm so happy you said that. So on April the 26th, we're having an event called Behind the Mask. This is going to be April 26th at 7 p.m.
at the U.S. Ambassador's Residence out west.
Yes. So the reason why we chose the theme, because everybody's like, where did you get the theme?
I know where you got it from. Raccoons be behind the mask. You need all my delete.
No, but technically why we chose the theme Behind the Mask is because autism is not always a disease that you can see. Mm-hmm. And a lot of persons think that, oh, I can look at someone and say, hey, they have autism or that one has autism. Autism goes in different stages.
Yes, and same with cognitive delay. Some people come across as socially completely apt and don't know how to read or write or, you know, don't understand really what you're saying. Autism, you don't know sometimes.
Yeah.
So we chose the same behind the mask because we wanted people to understand that, hey, autism isn't always something that we can see with the visible eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was the whole narrative behind the theme. And then we just went with it. We added the mask and made it into a whole masquerade type theme with the decor. And the support we are getting is enormous. But there is still a lot more support that we are working and looking for.
All right. You said my two favorite words, mask and masquerade. We're having a party.
Yes, it's a big party. Okay, we've got the police band. We got a DJ. We got Junkanoo. We have, someone else I was going to reach out to, but yes,
Man, look here, I know a guy, his name is Magasso. He's the country's leading balloon artist and magician. Y'all ever talk to him?
No.
Eduardo Daxson, a.k.a. Magasso, the balloon guy and magic guy. I gotta connect y'all.
Yes. And that's the thing. People are now like coming out and, you know, when it's a month away, they're not thinking about it. But in the last couple of days, people are like, okay, now we're on it. And what do you need? And we have a lot, but there's still a lot of things we need for the event.
Okay.
And obviously we need the community to support in general, because I'm going to let Kim take it away. But what we're using the money for are initiatives not just for only at Blairwood Academy, but I'll start with one. One of them is we send our children to the Ernie Els Foundation in Florida, and it's costly in the summer. Then we get resources there. They go to speech therapy, do all these things. It's costly, and the parents, you know, we have all kinds of parents at my school, okay? You know, we service the Bahamian children.
Mm-hmm.
So there are parents that really can't afford, so obviously scholarship we need help with, of course, for them, but I'm going to let Kim take it away, but this is her gig.
Behind the mask, give us the details. Is it open to the public?
Yes, it's open to everyone. So the cost of the event is $200 a ticket.
Okay.
There are VIP tables, but they're limited.
Okay.
I'm not sure where we're at with that yet, so...
to get your VIP tables.
Yeah, you can contact the school office for those. We have an advertisement booklet that we're also doing. If you're interested in taking out a full-page ad or a half-page ad, we still have one or two ad spots available.
Okay.
You can get those. Just contact the school's office, and they will give you all of the information that you need for those. But we really, really, really need some more corporate sponsors to come on board and partner with us.
In general.
Yes.
Not just now for the ball and not just this month, but we need corporate sponsors. I mean, autism is huge. As I said, it's one in 36 kids.
Corporate sponsors, do me a favor. I'll stop making so much noise about the disregard for disability parking spots and the lack of adherence to the policies. Like, I'd stop making a lot of noise about it if the corporate world, corporate Bahamas, steps up and creates a relationship with Blairwood Academy so that you would understand how important it is to acclimate your staff and customers to the new regulation culture in terms of disability accommodation.
And how to understand kids with autism, because they're 1 in 36, as I keep saying, and so they're in the community, and we are placing them back into the community to work. So parents and people that are in the general population need to know, what do I do if a kid says something like this to me? Mm-hmm. And you might click in, oh, well, he probably has autism, so now I understand, right?
Erin, I want to highlight two corporate partners that opened up their doorways for us for some training to be done. NAD would have had our kids there.
And that's the Nassau Airport Development.
Yes, they would have had our kids there. If you go to the airport, you'll see these Leonards with the sunflowers on.
Yes.
Our kids was the school that they used to do the training. So when the kids come through the airport, the staff know how to act. They know what to do. They used our kids to go through the whole airport, would give the kids exposure and us, as well as the Nassau Cruise Port.
Yes.
All of our classes did a field trip to the Nassau Cruise Port within the last 2 weeks, and especially for the last week.
I saw the signs and the lanyards on the cruise port.
Yes.
And I have to say, I'm proud of Atlantis and Bahamar as well.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I have done, personally, I do behavior therapy, and I have gone in and with my staff and team and have trained all the people that work with the kids.
Yes.
Listen, RF Trust to the corporate Bahamas will take up this opportunity to partner with Blair Wood Academy specifically and the broader autism. RF, trust that y'all see the importance in it, even though you didn't see that truck parked in your disabled spot this morning. That's okay. That's okay, because I can stop talking about it as soon as y'all step up and support those who, I don't want to say deserve loosely, but who deserve the support the most. Also, don't ever discount the opportunities for your company to grow with the expertise of someone who is autistic, but still can function
100%.
1,000% as a professional in a compliantarial space, because numbers are their thing.
I know kids that have Asperger's, so a very mild form of autism. Pilots, off in college doing things. So, I mean, you know, kids have such potential, but it has to be the right mix and the right amount of support.
The right environment.
And the right environment.
To identify and fine-tune the skills that they do have.
Yes.
Okay, April 26th. The American Ambassador's Residence.
Yes.
We're having the Behind the Mask Masquerade
Fundraiser.
Yes. $200 a ticket. What time do we start?
7.
7 p.m. Where do we get our tickets?
Blair Wood Academy School office. Or you can contact me directly on 242-467-4921. I will even deliver the tickets to you.
We also have a couple out at Custom Computers in the Cave site and Custom Computers in the Palmdale site.
Okay.
There's limited there, but we will be probably giving them more as well.
This is an awesome
initiative.
I want to
thank everybody that has supported us so far.
Yes.
Call names if you want to.
Equity Bank Bahamas. We want to thank Scotia Bank Limited for what they have already said they're going to do. They are a wonderful corporate partner.
And I know Scotia Bank is a wonderful corporate partner. And they're only 3 seconds away from ensuring that their clients, customers, and patrons don't park on the sidewalk, making it more difficult for disabled people to use the road.
We want to thank Fine Threads, Family Guardian.
There's so many
sponsors that have already.
Bahamians understand, right? Like, there's an infrastructure missing, right? Yeah. Because people have the compassion, they have the empathy, they have the spatial awareness, they have the care and concern, but they still need a system in which they can contribute, right?
Yes.
Right. And they can support.
And even simple as things for the fundraiser, like cases of soda or water or. You know, we've got some great, we've got Liquid Courage, we've got Watlings, we've got Jimmy's, they're backing us.
The Titan Group.
The Titan Group, you know, there's so many, and I'm sorry if I did not call somebody out that has also, but we also need more things than just that, right? You know, as I said, there's a lot that they can do, but there's a lot of things we still do need. As I said, we're trying to get water, we're trying to get things for people that don't drink alcohol, you know, those kind of things.
So I can call 242-467-4921, or I can call Blair Wood Academy, and I could say, listen, tell me what you need.
Yep.
Give me 4 items, and I'm going to see how I can get them there.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's you know, it takes a community. Homeschool and community all have to work together to create a well-adjusted child.
All right. So Blair Wood Academy's Behind the Mask fundraiser being held 26th of April. That's a Saturday?
Yes.
All right. Saturday, the 26th of April at the American Ambassador's Residence.
Yes.
You're going to call Blair Wood Academy directly or call 242-467-4921 to reach the PTA president for details or arrange donations or to buy a ticket.
Yes.
Tickets are also available at the 2 Custom Computers.
Yes. Palmdale and Caves. Yes.
Palmdale and Caves. And if you get there and they're out of tickets, don't leave there until you call the school and say, listen, I'm at Custom Computers, save my ticket.
Yes.
Also, just so you know, there has to be a preclearance to be at the ambassador's residence. So you need to make sure you have your first name, last name, your date of birth, and your nationality.
Yes.
They need that. They've asked us to please. So that comes you know, when you pick up your ticket, you make sure you have that information.
So we know that you can't purchase a ticket at the door.
Nope.
No. You may be able to drive up and drop off the $200 at the door and say, I know I was late, but I still want to contribute.
Right.
Okay. This is excellent. We got about 3 or 4 minutes. PTA president, how important is it for parents to not just be active in their child's life, but also to be an active part of the school system.
Oh, Erin, I'm so glad that you're saying that. I need parents and guardians to understand. You get what you invest in. I invest in Blairwood, and by investing in my child, I'm investing in Blairwood because I want Blairwood to be great. And because I want Blairwood to be great, I know he will be great. I need them to understand that it's more just than putting your money in the office and saying, hey, I'm paying school fee. We need your talent. It's not always a dollar money thing, but we need your time. Investment of your time into what it is we're going on. Feed into our product. Talk about our product as in what we're doing in the school. I want to say a special, special thank you to the Blairwood teachers, y'all. Thank you, teachers.
Yes.
Special shout out.
Here without them, and I have to say, an amazing, amazing
the
group.
The best
of,
bunch of teachers.
Teachers.
The best bunch, especially my Miss Marque. Shout out to my Miss Marque. The wonderful teachers. They take more than just school at 7:30 to 3:30. It's time and dedication. Yeah. At
they
any
actually
hour.
Get upset at themselves if a child has not come a certain way. I'll get that. I'll get feedback like, I don't understand why this child isn't coming here. What can I do differently? So mm-hmm. they're really, really invested in that. So
absolutely. Okay. The last time I was at Blairwood Academy, y'all were having a fair. You know, yes. But there's more than a fair. It was like a career
entrepreneurial fair.
Yeah.
So we have our kids. They all have to come up with some kind of career, mm-hmm. and we showcase it at Blairwood.
Nuri has had his sidekick co-host with him a couple of times.
Oh, yes, Foster.
From Blairwood
Foster,
Academy.
Yes.
I scared that boy. That boy can take my job, right? And I have two cousins who go to the school. One, his project was printing T-shirts. And the other, the 3D printing machine.
Okay, yes. Gotcha.
Our Father Tynes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He's a wonderful parent.
He's been one of our hugest supporters.
Great support.
Mm-hmm. His child came to us at 5. I'll never forget, running through the hallways. And now Christos is out there practically acting as a teacher, trying to get kids to not run around.
Exactly.
It's so funny.
This is awesome. And the second is my Hannah cousin who had the 3D printing machine. And so I hope if he's you still have enough time to 3D print a couple masks masquerade.
Yes.
Do it. And like as a gift. For the ambassador, if he's here, or the chargé, for the chargé.
Chargé is one of our parents, and she's amazing. She's amazing. And if it wasn't for her, we would not be having it there. And we are so thankful to the U.S. Embassy, basically, for allowing this to happen.
Also, we want to also call all alumni, students, and parents, please, just even if you can't attend the event, we need hands to help us get to April 26th.
Yeah.
So in any which way or capacity, no donation is too small. No amount of time is considered not enough.
We actually have some past students coming to help serve and be bartenders and things like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, so,
this is going to be an awesome event. Okay, April 26th, Behind the Mask fundraiser for Blairwood Academy School.
And its initiatives. There are certain initiatives you probably...
Okay, so we got a few more seconds. Tell us what the initiatives are.
So we're working on a school bus. We have small classroom sizes, and we normally pay a lot to transport the kids to and from. So we want to get a school bus. We have a corporate sponsor who has told us that they're going to do our computer lab. But we want to do... a speech therapy room. We want to add on a speech therapy room and expand the services and get up-to-date technology and a sensory room off the ground for them. But the most important thing is we're looking for scholarships. We want our corporate sponsors to come in and partner with us so that we can open our doors to more persons for scholarships.
We already do partial scholarships, but, you know, with a 1-to-6 ratio,
mm-hmm.
it gets costly. You know, we have to pay all the teachers. So we have a lot of teachers. Our ratios are so, small that
ratio.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I am excited. The last question that I always ask is, y'all gonna have a bouncing castle at this event?
Not this one.
No.
We did before, but not this one. But you could, we'll invite you to the next one that we do have a bouncy castle at.
Very classy event on April the 26th. But if you want to go in the bouncing castle, you can join the kids on Friday for fun day.
Just very quickly.
Normal blue. Any shade of blue.
All right. Any shade of blue. April 26th. That's a Saturday. So April 25th, the Friday, is your fun day?
No, this Friday is kids fun day for the kids. Only the school kids.
She's coming.
She's coming for the bouncing castle.
You can see me.
You can come to the bouncing castle and bring your $200 to come to the event with us.
Trying to figure out where I can find some children to go to this children party. Blairwood Academy, it's always a pleasure having you in studio or joining you on site at the school. I look forward to Behind the Mask fundraiser initiative for Blairwood Academy, 26th of April. And autism.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good day. We're going
to
a break. When we get back, we got more to talk about. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having
us.
Thank you.
Ms. Kouskalis and Ms. Gibson from Blairwood Academy.
Thank you.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. I'm Erin Green sitting in for Mr. Newry this morning, and I have another exciting conversation lined up. I didn't even know about this event. I dead excited. Producer, I need you to pay attention because we may need to play some music in this segment. I have joining me today a representative from St. Agnes Church, and they have an event coming up. I just want you all to know, I did never expect these church people to be hosting an event like this. So I'm excited to figure out what this event is about. Good morning, Miss Samantha Robinson Ferguson. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning, Bahamas. I am from St. Agnes Anglican Church, and we are excited to bring to you something that we've thought of, we've put much effort into, and we're excited about our Over the Hill Rhythm and Blues concert.
First of all, concert, I'm excited. Over the Hill?
Even more excited.
It could be good. rhythm and blues, and I just think, you all know how much music come out of over the hill? We don't even know. So tell me, what am I expecting when I come to the St. Agnes Over the Hill Rhythm and Blues Concert?
It promises to be an exciting time. We have wonderful Bahamian artists already lined up and ready to go. We have persons in the likeness of Brown Eyes from One Voice. We have Sherelle Cartwright and the Tamberley School.
Oh, let me get Sherelle. The Sherelle Cartwright is Madame Calypso Marine Duvalier.
Hello, you got
she
it.
Do all the co-
she do everything.
She bad. Okay,
she bad.
Okay.
She is bad. We even have the likeness of Mr. Julian Believe, who is going to be bringing the Caribbean slide, who is going to be having you dance to your feet. It is going to be an exciting time, and we cannot wait for April 26th to come.
Now, listen, you have any of the Bodum there that go dum 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 dum.
We got you.
Yeah.
Mr. Kevin Tooth and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Band, who is going to be bringing the house down.
Every time.
DJ Super will be on the ones and twos, spanking it up and down. And we're going to be bringing you back from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and into the present
day
music. We are not playing.
Play no James Ingram for me. No. Okay, I for that. 70s, 80s, 90s, straight through to the 2020s, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Y'all going to have gospel music?
A little bit of gospel music.
No,
this is now. Listen now. This is now rhythm and blues.
I was about to say.
What we want to do is we want to bring persons back together. We want to bring them back to the time when music made sense. When you were able to dance your cares away. Our society is being bombarded with so much in the last few months. Our aim is to ensure that we bring you back. In a clean environment.
Yeah.
Take you as you are before we wash your sins away.
I tell you, y'all don't sleep on the gospel music. See, I went to St. Anne's Church, very high mass.
Yes, ma'am.
Very, very high mass church, and we sing a very certain way. But don't sleep on gospel music.
No.
I remember when Brother Vic was a DJ,
mm-hmm.
right? I was in youth Christian music, YCM. Brother Vic party. You had to check every 10 minutes mm-hmm. to make sure you wasn't in the club.
Yep.
Because it was all gospel music mm-hmm. and it was all jamming, man. Mm-hmm.
And listen, and that is what is going to be happening there. We are going to have you jamming from you come in until you are ready to leave. I will encourage the ladies, even though this is a high class fancy event, we're expecting to see the glitter. Come in some very comfortable shoes, because that chair will never be sat in. You are going to be on your feet from start to finish.
Listen, who is selling a soft shoe you could dance in and then tuck in your purse when you have to go sit back at your table? I waking on retractable heels, but they know, these ladies know, they got the soft shoe right inside their purse.
They know just who to get it.
Okay, so where are we going? When do we need to be there, and how much does it cost?
The event is going to be held on the basketball court directly across from St. Agnes Church. That atmosphere is going to be transformed back into the French quarters, where we'll have the bistro lights. It is going to be completely decorated.
See, now
beautifully set up, a world-class concert stage by One Done. You can't beat what St. Agnes is going to offer you.
Y'all teething my idea. See, listen, I already had the idea with that street name, that the one there with the silk cotton trees, that one right there. I shutting that down for my, I wouldn't call it just an Airbnb experience, but for my Bahamian experience. Just same thing he was talking. French Quarter, I can get some of them shade cloth and get up in the tree and throw shade cloth around, cut it off to vehicular traffic. I can tell the vendors, you set up your little tables. We have all the tables and the chairs. But y'all already doing it? I late?
We killing it. And our designer for that event is going to be YOLO, the one and only Yolanda Fernandez. Amanda, and you know her work is top-notch, top shelf, second to none.
You tell the people at St. Barnabas yet?
The people at St. Barnabas know, and they will be there too.
And Carol, we going, right? Because you got one good hip and I got one good shoulder.
And between the two.
We can make it shimmy. This is awesome. Okay, so the date. Give us the date for the event.
The date again will be April 26th. 2025, gates open at 6:30 p.m. where you will be introduced to the lively sounds of Miss Cheryl Cartwright and the Tamberley Jazz Band. An exciting event. You cannot beat it. Plus, with your ticket purchase, you get some free things. And I said free three times because there are three free things that you are going to be getting with your ticket purchase.
A complimentary.
Hello. A tumbler so that you can have your drinks placed in that for the entire night. A commemorative 180 tumbler.
Hold on. 180th anniversary of St. Agnes Church?
Yes, ma'am. And that is the reason for this celebration. So we are celebrating our 180th anniversary. This is just one of the events. On yesterday, we had a beautiful tea party where the ladies spread their butterfly wings.
Listen, I'm jealous. Why you didn't call me so I could send a gallon of butterfly pea flower iced tea for the party so the ladies could have blue tea at their tea party? Anyway, now that y'all know I let the secret out of the bag, now that y'all know y'all can make it yourself.
Hello. But we will also be having this event, which will be the 26th of April, and we will be having our gala ball on the 28th of June, 2025, where we will be celebrating at Bahama in grand style on that particular evening.
Okay. I'm excited.
St. Agnes is definitely the church to be in.
Now, is there a color theme for any of the events? I know that there are colors associated with festivals in the church. Does St. Agnes have a color that's associated with the church?
St. Agnes does have a color. Our church color is red.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Our church color is red. But however, we're not limiting you to any particular color at any of the events. We just ask for you to be classy, elegant, mm-hmm, and very demure as you come in.
And oil up your ankles.
Because
you're going to be dancing.
Oil up your knee, because we are going to have a great time at these events. Once again, that's the Rhythm and Blues, Over the Hill Rhythm and Blues concert, geared up for April 26, 2025. Another event that we have coming up is our Gala Ball, which is the 28th of June, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Both exciting events. The Rhythm and Blues concert ticket is only $100. With that, again, you get your free tumbler, you also get a free drink, and you get a free charcuterie platter that you can have just for you. I told you.
Fancy snacks.
When I say free, I mean free. As mm-hmm. you say, totally complimentary with the cost of your ticket.
Listen, three or more frees is a complimentary.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. A charcuterie board along with my tumbler to enjoy the evening. Okay, 6:30 p.m. until?
6:30 p.m. until.
Okay, and what's the cost?
The cost is only $100.
That ain't bad for 180th St. Agnes Anglican Church celebration event, including a concert with multiple artists.
Multiple artists.
Top tier.
And top shelf.
Yeah, I was about, you know what I was going to tell the young people, we know what y'all talking about. I just want to throw this out for some of the other young people at St. Agnes Church and in the Anglican family as a whole. They can be serving alcohol at this event for adults, right?
Alcohol will be there for adults at an additional cost to you. For apart from your free drink, there will be alcohol. We will also have food being sold on the premises.
Awesome.
We have a wonderful chef, Cordner, who will be serving a beautiful cuisine, smoked salmon, grilled chicken breast.
Oh, lovely.
Fettuccine.
You're talking to my stomach now. Just know I can be outside selling ice pack and begging for your knees, because it's going to be a good time. So I was thinking to the young people, look here, when any Anglican church is having an event like this, you talk to the church administration and ask them about the viability of offering a designated driver service, right? Because I think that church members would appreciate the option being available and the opportunity to support their own church family.
Yes, ma'am. But we will have our bus available. And so if you get there and you are unable to make it home because you had too much fun, the bus is there to take you home.
Awesome.
We want to keep you safe.
Dear Grammys and grandpas and grandaunties and granduncles, if your children making noise and they don't want to take you out there, call the church and say, look here, I really want to come, but I need you to organize some transportation for me. So tell me how much it can cost. I got my ticket money and I got my ride money right here. You'd be surprised who wants to attend, but they can't navigate the dynamics to get there. And the Over the Hill concert, they can be home talking about, I can't believe these young people going out to Over the Hill Rhythm and Blues concert and ain't take me. They don't know nothing about Over the Hill. They don't know nothing about Rhythm and Blues. I'm supposed to be there. So let's make sure that we get all our grandparents, our parents, our elderly parents, let's make sure we organize and don't make them ask. Don't make them ask, because they just make you do that. They just annoy you. They just try to control you like that. I know. But this one, don't make them ask. Say, Mommy, what you doing Saturday? Nothing? Okay, good. This is the way they used to do you? Do it just like that.
Yes, ma'am.
And then say, I got $50 towards your ticket. And they go jump.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is great. So St. Agnes Church is celebrating 180 years. Where could we go to learn more about the celebration and the church history over the last 180 years?
To find out a little more about our church's history, you can head up our website, stagnes.org, or you can visit our church's office. Additionally, we have information about our church's history, the festivals and various days and meanings of those days also printed within our church's bulletin. So you can feel free to pop on by at any time, because St. Agnes is open every single day for individuals within the community and the wider country.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have them by there, the Old Time Supper Club? That's what they call it. I've seen them at multiple Anglican events now. Old Time Supper Club. Y'all gonna have them there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. Right, it's exciting to see it happening, because we often think of the church as stodgy, oh, I'm gonna go to church. But when you see the creativity involved, right, that they're really trying to make the space attractive, the opportunities attractive, so you could see that your church community have everything you need in it, from sports to entertainment, you know, from healing to communion. It got everything for you in your church family. All right. Okay, so 26th of April is the Over the Hill Rhythm and Blues concert. 28th of June is the gala ball. Now, is this the signature event for the 180th anniversary?
Yes, ma'am. That okay. is the signature, almost right up to the climax of our 180th that we will be celebrating in July. That would be almost the climax to it.
Okay.
And so over the past few months, we've been having various events and so many more to look forward to. We have the marathon coming up.
What do you mean the marathon? Because, listen, ain't nobody could beat me eating hot dog. You having a hot dog eating marathon? I could do that.
No, ma'am.
Okay,
no,
sorry.
Ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That's the Fun Run Walk marathon that is coming up very, very soon as well.
Give me the date. Hold one second. And Esther Hannah Culmer, St. Agnes having walkathon. That means me and you, we in competition again. Okay, get ready, because we got to do that. The whole Hannah Hasty Tynes family may have to come out and support the event. Okay, so the Fun Run Walk-a-thon
will be happening in May. And so we look forward to individuals coming out early in the morning with your registration. You get a T-shirt, and we'll be also having breakfast and the like on sale after the race. Or if you feel you didn't run halfway through and I can't make it anymore, we'll have somebody there to pick you up and provide you with your breakfast to rejuvenate you.
Hold on. If I can't make it, don't give me the breakfast. I have to set a standard for myself. If I have to get on the bus, I can't get the breakfast. But that breakfast could be good. I make that walk.
It is going to be good.
Do you know the route already?
I'm not quite so sure certainly of the entire route as it stands. But usually we leave the church, we go down Bay Street, up Goodman's Bay, and then come back.
Okay. All right. So May is the walkathon. April is concert, May is the walkathon, June is the gala ball, and July is that patronal festival? What is that?
July would be the culminating activity for us. That'll be the time when you will see the church in its full majesty and glory.
Okay. All right. So just stay tuned and know, be prepared to get the call from St. Agnes Church. Be ready. Come.
Listen, you don't even have to wait on the call. Because, guys, we will be ready. We will have advertisements, everything out there for you. So we're going to be putting it at your fingertips. Our aim at this point, particularly for our 180th anniversary, is to win souls for Christ. And our aim is to do it by any means necessary. So we're rebuilding and building our church up from the ground straight to the top, both physically and literally. We are going to be doing that.
All right. I never thought I would say this out of my own mouth, but Anglican Church, we slunk in. I mean, y'all slunk in because I ain't get pinched in a long time. But
see, I come to pinch you now, Aaron.
Who put the charge in this young lady? I feel the spirit.
I come to pinch you now.
So listen, St. Agnes is in the, is like you right over the hill. I still say y'all in town, right? Mm-hmm. There are so many people, when they're traveling, they're looking for culture, mm-hmm. right? And let me tell you all something about Bahamian culture. When I was in boarding school, they made me the head acolyte. They made me the prefect in charge of the chapel. And I look at them, I say, what's happening? What's happening here? What do? And they say, listen, they said, you're from the Bahamas. We know that the Bahamas has a rich Christian tradition. And then they say, and you're the only person who genuflect when you walk past the altar. You got the job, right? People know of us. They know who we are. This religious tourism can be a part of the broader tourism product, but we need to have schedules and calendars of events so we could put them on the cruise and the hotel billboard so people could plan in advance. So Anglicans say, we go into the Bahamas, they may want a church experience, they may want to get off a cruise ship on a Sunday morning and be able to catch a service, but imagine that they are Anglicans from where they are, and they are able to participate in an Anglican event in the Bahamas.
And Aaron, just about 2 years ago,
yeah.
we have launched our SAC, and that is St. Agnes Anglican Church. That's a ministry that caters directly to visitors, where we put it in, and not just the regular ushers. Mm-hmm. This is a ministry headed by our very own Miss Patrice Archer Ferguson.
Okay.
And what she does is she reaches out to those types of organizations. She provides those visitors when they come in with a care package. That package lists all the information about our church, some of our history, how you can get on to our services. We are running ahead of the game in winning souls for Christ. Our aim is not just to keep church or have church as usual. We've understood that within the last few years, particularly so as with the pandemic, there are so many more ways in which we can reach these individuals. There's so many more ways in which we can open our doors. We're thinking outside the box when it comes to winning souls for Christ, and we are running far ahead of the game and ahead of many of the other churches. We want you, and we want you to be a part of St. Agnes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. A fiery and appropriate message at this time. I'll be honest, I was thinking about how on a Sunday all the restaurants be closed and tourists be looking for things to do. And imagine how special and unique a group of tourists would feel if they were able, if the taxi driver say, look here, I know a place where if you go to church service, you can get food.
And could I tell you, we have that at St. Agnes. Even our sign on the outside
yeah.
that says St. Agnes is Junkanoo related. And so it's big, it's bright, it's red, yeah. it's made out of Junkanoo material, crepe paper, and everything to attract those persons in. And when they are finished, Chef Clem and Chef Monique makes sure that you get a good hometown Bahamian breakfast, Johnny Cake and all.
Yeah, and you get a pinch on the side.
And a pinch on the side to say, come back next week.
Absolutely. Miss Robinson Ferguson, I am excited not just about the Over the Hill Rhythm and Blues concert, but about the events leading up to the
Gala Ball and the climax of...
See, because you wouldn't tell me what the climax is. I wouldn't know, but then I see... I got pinches waiting for me. My dear Anglican family, I know that I have pinches waiting for me. Sometimes I jump far ahead. So we have in April the Over the Hill Rhythm and Blues concert.
April 26, 2025, our Over the Hill Rhythm and Blues concert. We have Brown Eyes and One Voice, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Band, Sherelle Cartwright, and the Tambalee Jazz Band. We'll also have the Chipman Girls performing for us. Julian Believe, One Time. We'll also have Patrice Morel, who promises to bring the house down. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying to you, don't wait to get that touch on the shoulder. Get into our church's office today and purchase your ticket. Secure your free tumbler, secure your free drink, and secure your charcuterie board. Only $100. We cannot wait to see you. And remember, always, it's better in the Bahamas, but it's best at St. Agnes.
And look here, and if I have my say in it, producer, you cut that music anytime. If I have my say in it, you're going to have tamarind and delete cubes on your charcuterie board.
And we'll take it.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been wonderful having you here today. It's been an exciting conversation. I'm looking forward to it. Walkathon, Over the Hill Rhythm and Blues concert, Gala Ball. We're going to have a good time. We're celebrating the 180th anniversary of St. Agnes Anglican Church. Here we go. You guys have a great day. The Foundation with Howard Grant is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.